Friend to Friend. He broke the bands of death, from an interview with Elder Patrick Caron of the 70 by Hilary Watkins Lemon. They have eternal life through Christ who has broken the bands of death. Mosiah chapter 15, verse 23. One night when our children were younger, we were having family scripture time. We read about the Savior and talked about how he never made any mistakes. Later that night, my wife tucked our 3-year-old daughter Susie into bed. Susie looked up at her mother and said, "Mommy, Jesus did make a mistake." "What do you mean?" her mother asked. "He broke something," Susie said. Somewhat puzzled, her mother asked, "What did he break?" "Jesus broke the bands of death," Susie answered. My wife realized that she and Susie had sung the primary song on a golden springtime many times, and Susie had learned the words. On a golden springtime, Jesus Christ awoke and left the tomb where he had lain. The bands of death he broke. Susie's mother explained that breaking the bands of death means that Jesus was resurrected so that we can all live again after we die. That conversation has given my wife and me many opportunities to teach our daughters, Lizzie, Susie, and Emma, about what the atonement really means for each of us. Susie was right. Jesus did break the bands of death, but it wasn't a mistake. It was the greatest gift he could give us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. The Savior died and was resurrected so that we can live again with our Heavenly Father and our families according to our righteousness. If we are worthy, we can enjoy the blessings of immortality and eternal life someday. I am grateful that Jesus broke something, the bands of death. End of the article, Friend to Friend, He Broke the Bands of Death, from an interview with Elder Patrick Caron of the 70.